Now to what US President Donald Trump has been saying. He has described Europe as a decaying group of nations led by weak people. In an interview with Politico, he has belittled European leaders for failing to control migration and end the Russia-Ukraine war, and signalled that he would endorse European political candidates aligned with his own vision for the continent. Here's a flavour of that interview.
Well, Europe is a different place.
What do you mean
and
by that?
And if it keeps going the way it's going, Europe will not be... In my opinion, many of those countries will not be viable countries any longer. Their immigration policy is a disaster. What they're doing with immigration is a disaster.
Well, the Professor of American Studies at UCD Clinton's Institute, Scott Lucas, joins us now. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Karen.
So he doesn't hold back. What does this interview tell us about the current state of US-European relations?
There is no longer an alliance between the US and Europe, at least when it comes to the Trump camp. Not everyone in the Trump administration, but Trump and his key advisors, including the Vice President J.D. Vance, need to cut through Trump's rhetoric, as always, to explain what is happening. The Trump camp just put out a national security strategy. And in that national security strategy, they identified that the main threat to the United States now is no longer Russia. Despite the invasion of Ukraine, the main threat to the United States, according to this document, is the European Union and European nations. The supposed threat is based on a white nationalist conspiracy theory, which has been around for some time, which says that white citizens in Europe are being overrun by non-whites, in other words, immigrants. And the document uses the term that Europe faces civilizational erasure. When Trump gave that interview to Politico, he was amplifying, that is, and let's call this out, basically that racist dog whistling that is in that document and using it to justify the fact that as what I will now say is a far-right government in the United States, that they would rather promote fellow far-right governments on an individual basis. Viktor Orban in Hungary, the AfD in Germany, the Reform Party in the UK, they would rather promote them rather than working with democratic systems. And indeed, they actually want to undermine those democratic systems.
A worrying development, many will say. Taoiseach Micheál Martin was quick to reject Mr. Trump's accusation, stating Europe is strong, not weak. What kind of reaction has there been generally to this? I mean, you talk of this widening rift.
Well, you're getting a reaction across Europe now, which is pushing back on this. Now, a lot of it's very polite, because remember, Europe still needs the support of U.S. Agencies to defend Ukraine against Russia. So you don't want to put Trump's back up too much. But Germany's Friedrich Merz, a strong supporter of the Transatlantic Alliance, has said this week that Europe now must make its plans on its own. It cannot count on the United States to support it. Pope Leo the 14th, who met the Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky yesterday, criticized both the national security strategy and Donald Trump for threatening the Europe-US alliance, which had been the bedrock of supporting the continent for 80 years. You're getting other political leaders who indirectly, through their meetings with Zelensky this week, France's Emmanuel Macron, Italy's Giorgia Meloni, and indeed the UK's Keir Starmer, who are saying Europe must remain strong in identifying what are the real threats to security, and they must continue to try to pursue this alliance, even as Donald Trump is threatened.
And just speaking of Ukraine, because President Trump renewed his call to hold new elections there, that's a real fresh challenge for President Zelensky following that corruption scandal in Ukraine.
Well, actually, Donald Trump has pushed this line for months. He called Zelensky a dictator back in February and lied he only had 4% of the population, because Trump is repeating a Kremlin talking point, which is we can't have a ceasefire here because the Zelensky government's illegitimate. What's interesting is that Volodymyr Zelensky, with the support of Europe, pushed back last night, said, okay, I will have elections even as the Russian invasion continues. I'll have elections within 60 to 90 days if Europe and the U.S. can guarantee the security of Ukraine. So he put the ball back into Trump's court.
Okay, well, for now, Scott Lucas, Professor of American Studies at the UCD Clinton Institute, thank you very much for speaking to us. It is 8:32 and we will get the news headlines with Sharon.